Hey there, mental warriors. Hunter Rivers here, your daily dose of motivation and mayhem, ready to tackle another mind-bending challenge. Today, we're diving deep into something truly essential, creating a safe space for emotional expression and release. Ever feel like you're bottling things up, holding back those feelings that threaten to burst? You know that feeling when you're on the verge of saying something, but then you pull back, thinking it's too much? Well, let me tell you, suppressing your emotions is like trying to hold a balloon filled with water. Eventually, it's going to pop. Today, we're going to break down how to build that safe haven within yourself and around you where emotions can flow freely without judgment. Because, trust me, letting those feelings out isn't just about feeling good in the moment. It's a superpower for your mental well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock this emotional freedom. First up, recognize that all emotions are valid, every single one. From joy and excitement to anger, sadness, fear, they're all part of the human experience. Think about it like a vibrant tapestry. Wouldn't it be boring if there was only one color? Don't judge yourself for feeling what you feel. Acceptance is the first step towards healing and growth. Remember, even those negative emotions can teach us valuable lessons if we're willing to listen. Second, find your safe space. This could be a physical place, a cozy corner in your room, a quiet park bench, or even just a comfy spot on the couch. It could also be a mental space, a visualization technique, a mantra, or simply taking a few deep breaths and focusing on your senses. Whatever works for you, create that sanctuary where you can truly let those emotions out without fear of judgment. Third, practice mindful expression. This means being aware of your emotions as they arise and expressing them in a healthy way. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, or even creative outlets like painting or music can be incredibly powerful tools for processing your feelings. Remember, the goal isn't to suppress emotions, but to acknowledge them, understand them, and express them constructively. Next up, cultivate self-compassion. This means being kind and understanding towards yourself, especially when you're struggling with difficult emotions. Treat yourself with the same care and concern that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human. You're allowed to feel things deeply, and it's okay to ask for help when you need it. Finally, surround yourself with supportive people who encourage emotional authenticity. These are the folks who create that safe space where you can truly be yourself, without fear of judgment or ridicule. Seek out relationships that nurture your emotional well-being and celebrate your vulnerability. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines looming, stress mounting. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the urge to snap at someone, the overwhelming desire to just escape. But instead of bottling it up or lashing out, you take a moment. You step away from your desk, find a quiet corner, and focus on your breath. You acknowledge those feelings, the frustration, the anxiety, without judgment. You allow yourself to feel them fully, knowing that they're temporary and will pass. Then, you channel that energy into something constructive, a brainstorming session, a walk outside, or simply a few deep breaths to calm your nerves. See? By creating that safe space for yourself, you've transformed stress into an opportunity for growth. Remember, warriors, building a safe space for emotional expression isn't a one-time fix. It's an ongoing journey of self-discovery and acceptance. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the power of letting those emotions flow freely. Now go out there and create that safe haven. Your mind and soul will thank you for it. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourselves, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share this episode with anyone who needs a little emotional boost. Let's keep the conversation going. on social media too. Use Mental War Podcast and let me know your thoughts. See you in the next episode, Mental Warriors.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.